Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Better Dads, Stronger Sons: How Fathers Can Guide Boys to Become Men of Character, is a Christian parenting and fatherhood guide by Rick Johnson. It focuses on the specific influence fathers have on boys and argues that a father's active presence, example, and leadership shape a son's moral development, emotional stability, and sense of manhood. Rather than offering abstract theory, the book combines biblical principles with practical guidance for everyday parenting, especially for men who feel uncertain about their role or worry they are not measuring up. Johnson draws heavily on themes such as male bonding, discipline, respect, sexual purity, self-discipline, and spiritual leadership. The book is designed to help fathers move beyond passivity and become intentional mentors who model character in ordinary family life. Its purpose is both corrective and instructive. It identifies common fathering mistakes while also showing how fathers can guide sons toward responsibility, integrity, and maturity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fathers as the primary models of male character. A central idea in the book is that sons learn what manhood looks like primarily through their fathers. Johnson treats fatherhood not as a peripheral role but as a formative influence that shapes a boy's standards for conduct, identity, and responsibility. This gives the book its core structure. The father is expected to model the very traits he hopes to develop in his son, including honesty, courage, humility, and self-control. The reasoning is practical as much as moral. Boys do not merely absorb instructions. They watch how a man handles frustration, treats the mother, speaks about women, and responds to failure. Johnson's argument is that character is transmitted through lived example, not just verbal correction. This makes the book especially concerned with consistency between teaching and behavior. A father who wants a son to become honorable must first present honor in daily family life. The emphasis on example distinguishes the book from parenting guides that focus mainly on technique, because Johnson treats fatherhood as an embodied form of mentorship. Secondly, male bonding and intentional time as a foundation for trust. The book repeatedly stresses that father-son closeness does not happen automatically. Johnson presents time together as a necessary investment, not a casual extra. One of the recurring concerns in the book is that too many fathers are physically present but relationally distant, leaving sons to look elsewhere for guidance. To counter this, he encourages fathers to create regular opportunities for shared activity, conversation, and fun. The practical value of this idea is that bonding is not treated as sentimentality, it is presented as a channel for influence. A son is more likely to receive correction, ask questions, and internalize values from a father he trusts and enjoys being with. The book also recognizes that some fathers struggle with discomfort or inexperience in relating to boys, which is why it recommends active participation rather than waiting for a natural connection to emerge. This focus matters because it reframes bonding as a discipline. The father must initiate, persist, and be present enough for the relationship to become a stable foundation for later teaching, discipline, and guidance. Thirdly, avoiding passive fatherhood and the 10 common mistakes. Johnson gives the book much of its practical structure through a discussion of common fathering mistakes, especially passivity, complacency, and emotional disengagement. This section is important because it turns the book from general encouragement into self-examination. Instead of assuming that good intentions are enough, Johnson argues that many fathers unintentionally undermine their influence through habits such as giving too little time, failing to have fun with their sons, or avoiding difficult conversations. The point is not to shame fathers, but to identify patterns that weaken leadership in the home. This approach works because it addresses the gap between belief and practice. A father may agree that he should lead, but still remain passive in discipline, conversation, or spiritual life. Johnson's critique of passivity is one of the book's most distinctive features, because it frames inaction itself as a parenting failure with long-term consequences for a son's development. Fourthly, teaching respect, sexual purity, and self-discipline directly. The book does not avoid sensitive subjects that many fathers find difficult to address. Johnson includes discussion of sex, respect, sexual purity, and self-discipline because he sees these as essential parts of preparing a boy for adulthood. His approach is straightforward. If fathers do not address these topics clearly, boys will learn from peers, culture, or media instead. That is why the book encourages direct conversations rather than vague warnings. Respect is treated as both a personal virtue and a social habit, shaping how a boy speaks to women, relates to authority, and carries himself among others. Sexual purity is presented not as a narrow rule, but as part of broader character formation, linked to restraint and responsibility. Self-discipline serves as the bridge between values and behavior, because a boy must learn to govern impulses if he is to become reliable as an adult. The book's practical strength lies in this willingness to connect moral teaching with real-life decisions. Johnson assumes fathers have a duty to provide guidance where culture often provides confusion. Lastly, a biblical vision of manhood and spiritual leadership, the book is firmly rooted in a Christian framework, and that shapes both its purpose and its conclusions. Johnson presents fatherhood as a God-given responsibility, not simply a social role or psychological preference. This spiritual foundation gives the book a different emphasis from secular parenting advice, because it defines successful fathering in terms of character, obedience to God, and long-term moral formation. Biblical references are used to support the idea that fathers should protect, provide, teach, and lead with consistency. The spiritual dimension is not separate from practical parenting. It is the basis for it. In Johnson's view, a father cannot fully guide a son toward honorable manhood without also modeling faith, moral seriousness, and accountability before God. This framework helps explain why the book speaks so often about humility, commitment, and courage. Those traits are not presented as personal preferences, but as marks of a man living responsibly. The result is a book that combines doctrinal conviction with everyday application, making spirituality an active part of household leadership rather than an abstract belief system. In conclusion, Better Dads, Stronger Sons is best suited for fathers of boys, especially Christian readers looking for a practical and morally grounded guide to father-son relationships. It will also be useful for men who feel uncertain about their parenting role and want a clear framework for becoming more present, more intentional, and more consistent at home. The book offers concrete benefits. It helps readers evaluate their habits, improve communication with sons, and think more carefully about the example they set in areas such as discipline, respect, and emotional leadership. What makes it stand out in the fatherhood genre is its combination of biblical conviction and direct application. Many books on parenting offer broad advice, but this one focuses specifically on the father's role in shaping boys into men of character. Its discussion of common mistakes, difficult topics, and spiritual responsibility gives it a practical edge while keeping its moral center clear. For readers who want a faith-based resource that is both encouraging and corrective, it remains a distinctive and focused guide. If you would like to support Rick Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.